This week's episode of Greetings from Storybrooke is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/storybrooke. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Again, that link is audibletrial.com/storybrooke.
A beauty, a beast, the legendary love story with a twist.
Something evil has taken root in me. True love's kiss will break any curse.
It's different when the beast...
No one can ever love me!
...truly is... ...a monster.
I'm a difficult man to love.
Greetings from Storybrooke. I'm Bill Meeks.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeSimone.
And we're back for another one of our commentaries.
We're really doing it, guys.
We're just busting through all these first season episodes.
There goes my weekend.
I know. No, I think it hasn't been too bad, actually. It's, you know, we sit down for a couple hours every weekend, watch a couple old episodes at once.
Yeah.
Talk about it. And for you guys out there, if you aren't familiar with these commentaries, basically what we do, as I was saying, you know, we sit back. We watch an episode you get to watch with us. Generally, we play our episodes off of Netflix. But I'd assume if you use the Blu-ray version or DVD version of the episode, it should about time out just about right. The way we usually sync up, and I'll go ahead and preface this by saying that if you're not watching the episode...
You don't want to listen to this episode.
Yeah, you definitely, because there's going to be long pauses where we're watching the episode, paying attention to what's going on screen.
Exactly.
It's not a cohesive experience. So if you can't take the time to sit down and watch Season 1, Episode 12, Skin Deep with us right now, just turn off the episode, come back when you do have the time.
Exactly. Put one earbud in, put the TV on.
We'll give you a chance to leave.
Aw,
three,
hi.
Two,
thanks for stopping.
One.
See you next time.
Okay, if you stuck around, how we time this out, basically what I do is I do a three count. One, two, three, then go. So it's actually 4 seconds to three count. One, two, three, go. And on go, you hit the play button. And then as we go through and we get started, anytime a name pops up on screen, because they usually list the cast and stuff right off the top, we'll go ahead and call them out so you can make sure you're timed up properly. So it'll
or at
be,
least close.
Yeah, so it'll be one, two, three, go, and on go you hit play, okay? So we're going to go ahead and do this right now, and this is Season 1, Episode 12 of Once Upon a Time, Skin Deep. One, two, three, go!
Castle.
Castle.
Bird.
Bird. Map. King. Oh, starring Jennifer. Okay, hold on.
Avonlea is fallen.
Jennifer Morrison.
Oh, the ogres.
Josh Dallas is up there.
Hi, Belle. So pretty.
Oh, yes, the first appearance of Belle. But they never, you know, we were talking about this the other day. They never explained how she became like a princess in a castle when in the original story she was the daughter of an inventor.
Right.
Like there's some speculation we might be getting some of her backstory this season, and we were thinking maybe that'll be the story of how her father, the inventor, became the king or something. Sure, it has something to do with the Ogre Wars.
I'm sure. Everything has something to do with the Ogre Wars.
With my magic candle. I really like that jacket.
Yeah.
It's all spiky.
What is on it?
I don't know, just crazy little spikes. Special.
Hello, Gaston. But you'll get it.
That's when you're most likely to find it, is when you're not looking for it. Everybody knows that. I'll just start a flower shop. Actually, he seems pretty nice. I'll go with him.
Oh, yeah. I'll go. That's right, girl power.
Mm-hmm. I do have to say, tonight we're drinking the magic juice we have is chocolate peanut butter magic juice.
Yeah.
And it's delightful.
Completely irrelevant.
I laughed like Rumpel did just then when we got it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Beast. Gaston.
Gaston.
See, I'm guessing that she's not going, her backstory's not going to be that she was like poor to begin with, because she never gets engaged to Gaston.
In the,
yeah.
In the original movie either.
Right.
I don't know. Plus, it's not Robbie Benson. It's Rumpelstiltskin as the Beast. So the Game of Thorns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like his John Lennon glasses on. Yes, they will.
Yeah, pretty much. You don't really have a choice.
Dun, dun.
Hello, Regina.
It's a very long scarf she has on.
So does he.
Meaning of the scarves.
That's right. The please.
Oh, yeah, because he can...
Yeah.
Yeah. He can control her, is what I was going to say.
Slightly. Yeah.
Oh, is this when they were secret dating?
Yeah.
When Ruby had a much different fashion sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Folks, someone right next to us decided to go ahead and cut the grass while we were doing this commentary, so forgive any grass cutting sounds you hear in the background. It's not the show.
Who's got a baby? Oh, yes.
Cindy. Neither did I. It's been so long. Come back to the show, Cinderella.
Please.
We never got to see you mourn for Gus Gus.
Gus Gus.
Poor Gus Gus.
The cannery, huh?
Ha okay, Ruby, but if you step outside of this building, I'm going to have to arrest you for indecent exposure. As the sheriff of this town. And no judgments, but I mean, skimpy. Like, skimpy, skimpy. I want windows like that.
I want houses like these. They're beautiful.
Beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful. And Mr. Gold's got a gun.
Mr. Gold's got a gun.
I was thinking it and you started.
Granny's on the run.
Oh, Granny's not on the run anywhere. The yellow dress.
Why don't you get some light in here? And yes, I remember that's exactly what happens. I like how she's so incredulous. Like, you demon man who came and took me from my father, you're going to put me in a dark room?
Yeah.
Seriously?
In a corseted dress, nonetheless.
Oh, those were the puppets from the Pinocchio. Yeah. Where's Thor's hammer, though?
That one was a quip. Not serious.
You know what? I always thought that, like,
Chip. Like,
oh, yes, Chip. But no, I think I always thought that the CGI looked better in the first season. Yeah, no. But no, not really.
No, not so much.
It looked about the same.
No French.
He's French. We're Australian.
Yes.
That's a promise.
I love his house.
Yeah, we don't see that much these days. He's always just in the shop.
He never was very much then either.
Yeah. Alternate Belle costume. Seems like a really poor way to design taking those off. Oh. How heroic.
Hi, hero.
Man, he has some real Jagger pants there.
Yeah. Aww, 12.
My heart's warming.
The Grinch heart grew 3 sizes that day.
What a useless pile of
stuff.
Yes.
The chipped cup. Not even trying to cover it that time.
Yeah. He's like, no, really. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah. Basically, I got this.
It's kind of rude. Mm-hmm. Sit on a table. I'm a Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a man.
But why does he have that in the castle?
Because he brought it with him.
Ah. Just in case.
Yes. He looks just too dirty.
Mm-hmm. It's like I'd imagine in his dressing room there's like a chart up on the wall like the shade of his skin should be versus the time period and all that.
And what was happening.
Not ordinary.
No, he was never ordinary. Yeah.
He was He's a coward. Whose father was Peter Pan.
Oy.
Oh, there, I forgot about this. This is good. No one loses like Gaston.
That's better than in the movie where he kills him. See?
Great tie into the original. Also, I love that he gives it to her. Do you think that
Gaston is not coming back to life out of the flower?
No, I was going to say, do you think he remained like cognizant though? Like he knows what's going on?
Nah, he's dead and just turned into a flower.
Is he going to realize that Rumpelstiltskin made his ex-fiance press him into a book or something? The main themes for this series, those.
Or for a man not to tell you what to do.
It won't, nope. Really.
Nope.
You basically see this castle and then a small town in Maine. That's about it.
Tee-hee. Like an onion. And that is where Rumpelstiltskin fell in love.
Plus, Rumpel has a much better fashion sense anyway.
Yes.
look at that collar. Like, that collar is at least three stories. Shots. And that's how you get alcohol poisoning.
How that's how you get another baby. Oh, Ruby. So are they at that bar where
the White Rabbits?
Yeah. Because it seems like the only one.
Yeah, I think it's called the White Rabbits, isn't it?
I don't know.
Something like that. I like how all the products on the shelves are from like the 1980s. Like I can tell by the packaging. Graphic design. Yeah. Duct tape and rope.
There's something else there too.
What was that?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Chloroform.
Probably.
A knife.
Good job, Sneezy. It was just snowing outside a second ago. I saw it. Creeper. Oh, gold.
Sweet. And also, actually, also kind of ironic that he's the flower guy with what happened to Gaston. Yeah.
Walk.
Like I can't very well. Like how he has the creepy cabin already out there ready just in case he needs it.
I love her cape. Again, oogling the fashions.
For a second, I totally thought she was going to be like, okay, well, let me splash you then.
Both. I like the Rufio hair she's got going on.
So they have hair dye in the Enchanted Forest, I guess.
Clippins.
She also looks like she bedazzled the neck.
Yeah.
That was there.
That. Ugh. Why?
Because he's her main competition.
That's true.
Plus all the stuff that went down with, like, the training and
all that. Well, yeah, but it was more the whole... Poor Belle. Let me run in my leather pants.
I was great at going down the stairs. Like, I can't do this on the audio, but the way he was running was funny. Like, if we were on video, I would do it. Maybe we should do video commentaries.
I don't know about that.
Because people would much rather watch us than
watch the
once,
show.
I'm sure.
Right.
I mean, we do have these costumes.
Right, of course.
Could totally wear them.
Awkward.
He's just this guy. He's all right. He has contacts in, doesn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. I can feel my glitter fading. My glitter's going away. No, I need my glitter. I think he's a little greener when I came back, it seemed. Maybe it was just contrast, though. But that kiss was proving it.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
That's true love.
Those teeth are pretty gross.
Those teeth are nasty. Well, back in the cave.
You gotta wonder why he waited until now to kind of take out this frustration on this guy, you know?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because of the cup.
Yeah. Oh, God, I remember this.
Yeah, this is the first time you really start. Like, maybe Gold's not a great guy. And this guy's like, I have no idea what's going on here.
Oh, Rumple. Lots of hitting of things.
Yes. Luckily, they fixed that before Neil made his way there. I'll keep this one.
Yes.
And then I'll break it. And then I'll fix it.
And then I break it. And then I fix it. Sugar cubes.
It'll be symbolic for our love. Ha ha. Yeah, this feels like they were trying to make her like a regular. Like,
yeah, they had to have been.
And then she just sort of disappeared.
Yep.
Poor Cinderella. Shots.
Woo! Bring on the tequila. Precious.
Well, I realized that your main conflict in this episode was that we weren't seeing each other enough, so I thought I'd bring these flowers to bring your story to good resolution.
And then I'd propose to you on my lunch break. During your girls' night, after you've had my baby.
When your friend was trying to convince you to get drunk and go out home with someone else.
They had to have been trying to make these guys regulars.
Yeah, for sure. Because it just seems like, you know, it feels like she's one of the group, you know.
Yeah.
If only he knew.
Yeah.
If only.
Oh, Mary Margaret.
I'm out of the chocolate peanut butter magic juice.
Sorry.
It's all right. I don't blame you.
Oh, there we go.
They have a really natural chemistry. It's almost like they're dating in real life or something.
Or, you know, married and have a baby thing.
No, but I remember when the show came out, they were both seeing someone else. What happened?
They fell in love.
True love.
True love.
I woof you.
I woof you.
This one's for my wife.
Yeah, sorry, I gave you the one for my wife.
Or we should buy stock in a greeting card company.
I like this coat.
His or hers?
Hers.
Because I think they're both fabulous, personally. You know me, I'm a...
You're such a fashion guy.
Especially for coats. Like, coats are like my niche when it comes to fashion.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Oh, Mama Mary Margaret would never wear those shoes.
Should have reversed the order on those cards.
Yep.
Where are these police coming from? Why don't they check in with Emma? I don't understand.
Or the ambulance.
Well, the ambulance I can understand, but you'd think the police would check with the sheriff, you know?
Sorry, sheriff.
Yeah, you can definitely see that raw nerve in his face through this whole situation, like anytime he's dealing with it in this episode.
Awkward. Get out of my house.
You've cleaned enough.
I'm going to pretend I don't love you.
I can actually clean with magic, so please leave. I do not care for you.
You sound like a Dalek.
Good. Yeah, probably not a good idea, Belle.
Yeah.
Getting up in the Dark One's face like that. Yep.
Womp, womp. All green.
Or glittery.
Yes, you are. No, it doesn't. Well, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's a thing they struggle with. And we'll be struggling with next season,
still
too.
Still in season 4.
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of that, too. But... Yes. Yes.
That's kind of his thing. He regrets every choice he ever makes.
Yep. Though I don't know if he regrets beating up her dad, but...
Yeah, probably not. Well, that's just fun.
It's never really mentioned again.
Well, is her dad even really mentioned again?
No. Well, yes.
I can't remember. Something might happen to him at the end of this. I can't remember.
I don't remember. That's why we're watching it.
Exactly. I knew I liked Emma. She likes pastrami.
I love pastrami. More than half a sandwich.
It'll be for a whole sandwich.
It'll be for a $5 foot long.
And a cup of soup.
Hey, Mommy. Let's go out. Bring me back a comb.
See, if I was her, I would have, like, dropped a recorder or something on my way out. And then again, I'm no savior.
Please.
I forget, is this where we find out that he knows... Oh, yeah, because she got it stolen to confirm that that he knew, I think, right? Fight! On this earth, Regina got it. Yeah, why is he playing dumb at this point? Because if the cup's important to him, like, obviously...
He doesn't want to admit that he remembers.
Yeah. There we go.
Hey, I remember that being a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Chip. Hello, Chip. Yeah, I think that's the first time we bust out of Your Majesty as well.
Mm-hmm. Let's go get a drink. I do like how it kind of parallels like all the flashbacks when he was captured.
We shall see.
I don't like the evil queen Regina hidden during the curse period deal. Like, I like Regina once the curse is lifted being kind of evil queenie, but not her being evil queenie while the curse is still going on.
I mean, you have no options. Oh, hello, Regina. Shocking. A deal.
Aha. Ah. That would be Ariel.
You think?
Yes. Because that's when she came to get the spell to turn herself into... Yeah.
Oh, the... Yeah. You're never gonna beat me. Margie is funny because that was Ginny Goodwin's character in Big Love.
Nice. Wasn't that shock of color in her hair red before? Now it's purple.
It's a different day. Again, I told you they're clip-ins. I'd like them to bring them back. I'd like one for my hair.
I like to think that that the mirror puts them in for, or at least suggests the color.
Possibly.
Hey, there's the hat. The Mickey Mouse hat.
Oh, yeah.
From Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yes.
Which I think initially they were going to be using in season 3's finale.
Right.
Or that was the alternate scene they shot instead of Elsa.
Yeah.
But interesting that Rumpel has it there.
Right.
Conversion therapy. Yes.
Absolutely. You are.
She's in a tower. She's going to hang out with Hook for a minute, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Ooh. So mean. Ah, oh, Regina.
They did a really good job with the reflections in the table, though. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Well, the table was actually there.
Yeah, but the armor and stuff wasn't.
Those reflections. Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, you fixed the glass.
That was quick.
Yep.
It was very quick.
Oh. Okay.
I'm going to drink this cup out of this goblet.
Interesting. Is it being put on the... Oh, it's a memory thing.
Mm.
Of things that are... People that are gone.
Mm.
Which makes the sorcery hat more interesting now.
Yes.
Quite.
I wonder if it actually was Mickey's. Actually, if anything, I would say if they were going to plug an existing character in as the Sorcerer's Apprentice, it would be Henry.
Oh.
That would be my theory. Oh, and yes, the underground facility. I'm guessing this is where Sydney Glass is.
Has to be.
I know they say the creators have said that this nurse was supposed to be like Nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, really?
And even as she walks down the hallway here, I believe you see... like a guy sweeping or something, which is kind of like, what's his name? The chief from Once Upon a... Or not Once Upon a Time. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because there's a big, tall, silent chief guy who's one of the main characters in that book slash movie.
I'm not familiar.
And Belle's also in that movie.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a actual sequel to Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, I remember. See, okay. So this reveal, though, I remember being huge and we may have screamed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was shocking. You weren't expecting it.
Nope. Nope. Positive.
You're like, oh, I wonder when we're going to meet Belle.
Oh, and there she was.
Right there in the thing.
So there you have it.
Yeah, so that
we did another commentary.
Yeah, I know. It went pretty well. It was a little slow at first. Hopefully, we lost the people who didn't listen to us with the warning that you don't want to listen to this unless you're watching.
Right. So sorry for the long silences again, but it was a commentary.
Plus, it was really cool
to rewatch it. I'm sure you guys needed the refresher as much as we did.
Yeah, and this is definitely one of the stronger episodes of season one.
Yeah, I don't know why it took us this long to rewatch it.
But we have.
But now finally. We have, which is good since we're probably getting more Belle backstory.
For sure. And we'll be back next week with another season one commentary,
Correct. Correctamundo, King Friday.
I'm very excited about. So, Anne-Marie, where can people find you online?
You can find my personal Twitter is at AMDSimone, and I also have a blog, crunchycrafty.com.
And you can find me online at Bill Meeks, and you can check out the stuff I write at dogboyadventures.com. You can check out us at greetingsfromstorybrook.com, where we'll be posting another one of these commentaries next week, and eventually another spoiler party, probably.
Eventually, you know, once there's the something happens. To actually talk about.
Yeah.
I need casting news. I need a clip that is actually good.
We need the entire first episode leaked to
us. Yes, directly
That's
to us.
That's exactly what we need.
Or some, you know, behind the scenes something or another's. Dear people of Once Upon a Time, we would be interested in any exclusive promotional merchandise you'd like to give us. Thank you.
Once Upon a Time people, we need the hookup.
Yeah.
Holler if you hear us. But anyway, thank you guys once again for joining us for another one of these crazy commentaries.
As always,
until next week,
greetings from Storybrooke. You really had to turn on the recording before spraying your mouth?
I did.
Are you planning some sort of weird outtakes thing that I don't know about?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
No, I'm not planning anything.